Grace to you all and peace from God in heaven and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's just do a moment of mutual encouragement. Honestly, how many of you were hearing that song for the first time ever in your entire lives right this moment? You can raise your hands. Okay. I thought you did great. It's a hard song. I've never heard it either before the 9 o'clock service this morning, which is not surprising. I'm not a big music person, but Pastor Freeman grew up singing through the hymnal at her kitchen table like a Mormon with her family, and she didn't know it either, so you're in good company, and it's fine, and you're going to get a second bite at this apple after the sermon because we're singing verse 2 together, so something to look forward to. Brings me to my second point. You are all a bunch of sheep. How does that make you feel? It elicits a nervous reaction every time. A little squirrely, maybe offended, maybe even a little angry with your old friend, Pastor Dixon. Without question, it's a bad thing to be a sheep these days, right? It's an insult we hurl at anyone with whom we disagree. It suggests that someone is mindless, incapable of independent thought, a follower, which is also a bad thing, apparently. Oh, you think the earth is round? You're just a sheep. Why don't you think for yourself and do your own research like I do? I'm sure your minds are running to more highly charged issues and examples than that. I was going for low stakes with my example this morning. I'm hoping, after months of tension and tragedy in our state, this idea that the earth is a sphere is not too politically divisive. You're the first worshiping body to laugh at that line, which comforts me, because I was pretty nervous there was a fair number of flat earthers in the first two services. All the same, maybe you're laughing uncomfortably here, just going along with the crowd. So if I have offended you, I am sorry, and I would invite you to come talk with Pastor Freeman after the worship. Sheep is a fighting word these days. But it's a little strange to me. It's a little punch counterpunch, because it is an absolutely universally applicable criticism. If I'm a sheep for mindlessly accepting NASA's assertion that the earth is round, then isn't my accuser also a sheep for mindlessly accepting the assertion of a podcaster that the earth is flat? You're a sheep. You're just following that authority. Well, you're a sheep. You're just following that authority. And around we go in internet comment sections everywhere. So, we're all sheep. Well, if we're all sheep, the only question that really matters is, who's your shepherd? Whose voice are you following? What call are you answering? What call? Jesus said in our reading, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." Well, how? How do sheep know their shepherd's voice? I don't know a lot about ancient shepherding practices, but as luck would have it, I have watched many, many videos on TikTok about modern shepherding. That's not a joke. I really have. My algorithm figured me out. I don't know that I would have chosen it for myself, but I do love them. And I think shepherding is probably one of those things that stayed pretty consistent over the centuries. And what I've learned from TikTok is that shepherds have custom calls that their sheep learn to recognize. So one might call out, "Sheep!" And another might call out, "Sheep, sheep, sheep!" And another might just whistle, which is the more dignified approach, I think. So how do we distinguish Jesus' call from the thieves and robbers who would steal us away from him? How do we distinguish his voice from all the others that desire and demand our attention and our loyalty? What is our good shepherd's distinctive call? Does he call us to conquer or crush our enemies? Does he call us to stoke anger and hatred? Does he call us to judge others righteously and mercilessly? Does he call us to give our hearts and minds and souls to figures other than God? Does he call us to obsess over our own interests and ignore the needs of our neighbors? Of course not, no. Those are other voices. Those are the thieves and bandits. They can't enter through the gate. They won't. For that is the way of Jesus. So they must get at us in other, sneaky, but unfortunately effective ways. They climb over the walls of the pen to get at the flock. They don't always seem like villains or monsters or robbers. They might disguise their wickedness as love for you, or love for country, or even love for Jesus. But you can always tell a tree by its fruit. Guard your hearts and minds against those voices and their callings, for they will lead you astray. They will take you from your good shepherd and get you lost in the woods where there are briar patches and cliffs and wolves. If you're thinking, hey, I'd like you to be a little more specific because it feels like this could apply to me and the voices I like and not just my enemies. Yes, that is true. Jesus, though, Jesus calls us to a life that defies all the wisdoms of this world. Not just the wisdom you disagree with, our own wisdom, too. And it sounds foolish and even dangerous. But will our faith make us courageous or cowardly? Where we are taught, through experience even, to hate, Jesus calls us to love without fear. Where we are taught to condemn, Jesus calls us to forgive. Think of that line about trespasses that we're all about to pray together at the end of the service. Where we are taught to keep ourselves guarded, Jesus calls us to share our lives with our fellow travelers on this side of paradise, turning strangers and even enemies into neighbors. Where we are taught to divide, Jesus calls us to unite. Listen to his words from the gospel this morning. I have other sheep that are not of this pen, and I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock, one shepherd. So how do we recognize Jesus' voice? How do we recognize our good shepherd's call amidst all the noise? How could we not? It's so completely different from all the other voices in this world. The bandits and thieves care nothing for you, but want everything from you. Your obedience, your fleece, even your life. Jesus cherishes you and wants more for you, something greater for you, and gives you everything, including his life. Follow him. And should you get lost in the woods, which we all will from time to time, know and trust that he will follow you and go to any lengths, leave the 99 to find even one lost sheep. Even you, especially you. So, your sheep, I'll say it again, and far from taking offense, I hope you take that as a great honor and a lifelong calling because of whom you're following, because you know who your shepherd is. Amen.